The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, good weather in large parts of the country. Fingers crossed it stays that way for the next few days. And it means that bedrooms up and down Ireland are infused with the intoxicating scent of fake tan. Blech. If you're like me anyway, certainly that's the reaction. Is it time we ditch the bottle and we embrace the pale in this country? Mairead O'Hagan Anderson is with me. She's one of the owners of Killybeg Seafood Shack. Mairead, you're welcome to the show. I mean, this is, I understand, a crusade you've decided to launch because of a battle you suspect is coming in your house in the not too distant future.
So, yeah, Kieran, thanks so much for having me on. Funny, it's actually nice to be talking about something other than business for a change. It's a funny one, isn't it? Because it's my 14-year-old daughter who basically, she, some of her friends use fake tan. Some of them, I don't think some of them do either. But Bethany has decided just to abstain from it herself because she has beautiful porcelain skin. In my opinion, she doesn't need it. But again, I'm thinking, should I be introducing her to it, or should I introduce her to it like a natural tone? Because I did take her for, you know, makeup. We trialed for makeup, and I got her sort of I got a professional to help her choose the right tone and make sure, because I suppose every girl, we all like a bit of makeup. We like to enhance our own natural beauty, I suppose. But it's the question is, like, I wear fake tan, I'll be honest with you, Kieran. It makes me feel better. I'm not as probably as bad with it as I was in my 20s. But I think for us Irish women, especially, we feel like we look better when we have a tan. And I think we need to change.
So it's kind of, I guess it's society really you want to change, or the attitude, is it, to fake tan, or this need that... there's so many ways of fake tan, I know, but mostly we're talking about women here. The need that most women feel to have a tan all the time.
Absolutely. And what's happening at the moment, for sure, is that it's us women that are pressurizing other women and even wanting our children to have tans because we think it's attractive. I honestly, it's a really tricky one because really we don't see sunshine here in Ireland. I mean, we've had a particularly bad year, as I think the whole of Ireland has this year. So we all associate health maybe with going out and getting a nice golden tan. Some of us don't tan. You feel better when you see, you know, a bit of color on your skin. It's a funny one, and I know other cultures then, they try and stay paler because they think that's more attractive. But I think our society, I think we're always trying to push each other to try and have a little tan, and unfortunately then fake tan is the only option for us, to be fair.
Yeah, I wonder where it comes from. Is it just kind of, I don't know, watching movies and things from the States where you got these kind of sun-kissed Californians in them?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think it is. Okay. We were watching a film shortly, not long ago, and I was looking, thinking, oh, that's where I saw that lady from. And I thought she was gorgeous, bleach blonde hair, beautiful tan skin. And I thought as a child that was the ultimate beauty symbol, you know. Actually, Paris Hilton was on. I saw a video of her online lately, and she was tanned and she had her baby held to her. And she was saying she never realized, she totally forgot to say to the person spraying her tan, maybe go a bit lighter, because her child was a completely different color to her. And she saw how ridiculous it looked. But it's just for me anyways, as a mother of a 14-year-old child, I'm trying to figure out, how do I help her with this? Do I sort of show her that natural is beautiful? I think that that's personally the way we're going with it at the moment. And then if she does decide that she wants to try a bit of fake tan, I'll help her with it and try and go like a lighter color.
I'm utterly an expert on this, right? But I kind of get the sense we're not maybe at the point you hope we would be at, that there's no pressure at all. But I don't think it's as bad as it was as soon as you mentioned Paris Hilton, in my head, after kind of the simple life and all of that with Paris Hilton, I think there was a few years where we hit peak fake tan, where people were kind of bright orange up and down the country. And I think we've kind of started to come down the back of that trend, have we?
I don't know.
Really?
Personally, for me, I'm 46 now. I don't care about it as much, but I'm not sure that we're there yet. I think that we need to normalize. That's what my post was about. We need to normalize paleness, but that's even for myself included. I know there's different skin types that we sort of struggle with ourselves. I think it's a vanity thing for me, definitely. I wouldn't go outside the door with a pair of shorts on me without a bit of fake tan on my legs. My daughter does. She doesn't feel that there's anything. She looks beautiful, in my opinion, and I'm trying to encourage her to stay feeling like that. But I know some of her friends think that she would look better if she wore tan.
Well, listen, I'd love to hear from people maybe who have ditched the bottle, or they've got the kids to do it, or they've convinced the teenager, the slightly older teenager, the teenage girl most likely, not to use the bottle of fake tan, and how that's gone down with classmates or friends. 087 1400 106 is the number. Mairead O'Hagan Anderson, one of the owners of Killybegs Seafood Shack. Mairead, pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.